T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you very much. As everyone knows, the Federal changed their policy on April 7th to the zero tolerance policy at the border. I believe personally that the act is inhumane, it's extortive, it's un-American. Ironically, it's opposed to the family values that the Republican Party has always espoused. I believe it's politically motivated, being used, the children are being used basically as a bargaining chip with the Congress to get what the... I worked in the federal government for 8 years. I'm governor of the state of New York. I am accustomed to all types of legislative negotiations. I have never seen children being used as a bargaining chip in this kind of negotiation. Some of those children are being held in facilities in the state of New York. These are private facilities that provide services to children, and the federal government has contracted with a number of facilities in New York and placed children in those facilities. They're doing it under what's called the U.S., the Unaccompanied Alien Child Program, but these are not unaccompanied alien children. These were children who were separated from their parents. We know there are over 70 children currently in New York facilities. Now, there's been a lot of talk about the morality of this practice. We also believe that this practice is illegal, and we are intending to bring suit against the federal government on a legal cause of action that is grounded in three theories. First, that it's a violation of the constitutional rights of their children. This is a well-founded principle. It's in state constitutions. It's in the federal constitution. It is a fundamental right, which means it applies to people who are not citizens of the country. So it would apply in this case. The courts, all the precedents are very clear that the best child is what governs. The presumption is the parental care is in the best interest of the child, unless the government can prove otherwise. And it is a very high bar for the government to prove that it's not in the best interest of the child to be in the care, control, and custody of their parent's case. It has been a clear violation of due process, because there was no intervention, there was no judicial finding. The children were summarily taken from the family. And again, it's a fundamental right, state constitutions, federal constitutions, and it is clearly being violated. Second theory is that it's a violation of the terms of the 1997 Flores Settlement that set national standards regarding the detention, release, and treatment of all children in immigration detention, and underscores the principle of family unity. These actions are violative of the 1997 Flores Settlement. Third theory is that it is outrageous government conduct. And there is an outrageous government conduct doctrine. The Supreme Court has expressed openness to the idea that, quote, it may someday be presented with a situation in which the conduct of law enforcement agents is so outrageous that due process principles would absolutely bar the government from invoking judicial processes to obtain a conviction. And clearly that day has come. We've had a number of experiences with ICE in this state where I believe they have been turned a police apparatus. We had a situation in Rome, New York on April 19th where an immigrant's rights without a warrant went onto a farm, grabbed a worker, left unidentified, never showed the farmer a piece of paper. They just trampled the immigrant's rights as they trampled the farmer's fields. We're involved in a situation now that happened on June 7th where they've detained Pazenzo, who was a pizza in Brooklyn, married, two children in New York, and he has been detained. They moved to deport him immediately. We intervened through what we call our Liberty Defense Project. We provided counsel, and we put that off. But it's just another example of the overzealous activity of ICE in pursuing the president's political mandate. And the separation between political wishes is sacrosanct in this country. And I think that's being violated. You should also know that the state regulates the facilities that the federal government is using. And the state offered health services and mental health services to these children. Obviously, it's traumatic for a child to be separated from their parents. And the state has been informed that the federal government has essentially gagged the facilities, and that if we want to provide any services to the children, we'd have to go through the federal government. And it's a protracted process that would take weeks. Why the federal government would want to be in a position to stop us from offering mental health services, support services for young children suffering trauma, just adds further insult to further insult. We're going to sue through a multi-agency coalition, the Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance, what we call OTDA, the Department of Health, and the Office of Children and Family Services, on the grounds that I mentioned earlier. So, politics aside, philosophy aside, children have legal rights. Parents have legal rights. That's established firmly in the federal and state constitutions and in case law. They're fundamental rights. They apply whether they're documented, undocumented, short, tall, Mexican, seeking asylum, or not seeking asylum. Fundamental rights apply, and we believe they've been violated.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.